This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. United States diplomats have warned American commercial airliners flying over the Persian Gulf region to use caution as tensions between the U.S. and Iran continue to escalate. The warning came Saturday from U.S. diplomats in Kuwait and the United Arab Emirates, 2 days after it was first issued by the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration. The advisory warned that U.S. airliners flying over the area risk being misidentified amid heightened military activities and increased political tensions in the region. The United Nations Secretary General has condemned recent attacks in Mali that killed and wounded the alliance's peacekeepers. A spokesman for Antonio Guterres says that the UN chief was deeply saddened by the death of a Nigerian peacekeeper who succumbed to his wounds following the armed attack by unidentified assailants in Timbuktu. Guterres wished a speedy recovery to another Nigerian peacekeeper who was wounded in the same attack. In a separate incident, three peacekeepers were wounded in Mali's other region, Kaito region, when their mine-protected vehicle hit an IED. Guterres wished them a swift recovery. Syria said on Saturday that it was ready to revive a landmark security deal with Turkey that normalized ties for 2 decades before the 2011 conflict, and Ankara pulled its troops out of the war-torn country and stopped backing rebels there. In a foreign ministry statement, Syria said it was committed to the 1998 Adonic Accord, which forced Damascus to stop harboring the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, which has waged an armed insurgency against the Turkish state for decades. Again, Syria saying that it was ready to revive the landmark security deal. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Australia's ruling conservative coalition won a surprise victory in the country's general election Saturday, defying opinion polls that had tipped the center-left opposition party to oust it from power and promising an end to the revolving door of national leaders. We get more from Phil Mercer reporting from Sydney for VOA.
For months, opinion polls had indicated that Australians had grown tired of feuds within Scott Morrison's Conservative government. It's had three prime ministers since it was elected in 2013, but fought this campaign on its economic records. The prime minister had said the opposition wasn't fit to govern and couldn't manage money. Australian politics is rarely dull. It's often brutal and petty, but also unstable. It's more than a decade since a prime minister here last served a full term in office. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Tens of thousands of voters in 8 states lined up at polling stations to cast ballots in the final round of voting that brings India's marathon 39-day election to a close. Out of the 59 parliamentary seats up for grabs Sunday, the most high-profile contest takes place in Prime Minister Narendra Modi's constituency in the Hindu holy city of Varanasi. While his victory in the city of temples is widely seen as a foregone conclusion, the outcome for his party is seeking a second term in office is not quite as certain. VOA's Anjana Pasricha explains.
He became the only issue. This was a recurring theme that he alone is the Lord Protector of India and Indians. That is what came across very strongly. In this campaign, Hindutva agenda was at the forefront. The deliveries of the government, they were not the primary showcases.
Aligned against the BJP, or the main opposition Congress party fighting for political rival under its leader, Rahul Gandhi, and an array of powerful regional parties. Austria's Chancellor Sebastian Kurz proposed a snapped election or snap election after Vice Chancellor and longtime far-right leader Heinz Christian Strache stepped down. Strache was caught up on video, allegedly offering lucrative government contracts in exchange for political support. China's foreign ministry said Saturday its senior diplomat Wang Yi told U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo that recent U.S. words and actions has harmed the interests of China and its enterprises, and that Washington should show some restraint regarding the back-and-forth trade dispute. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.